From the studios of NPR West, this is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand.
And I'm Alex Chadwick. Thinking about Zacharias Moussaoui, that story coming up on the day he's sentenced to spend the rest of his life in prison.
First, we go to the federal courthouse in Alexandria, Virginia, where sentencing took place today. Life in prison without the possibility of parole for Moussaoui's role in the 9/11 terrorist attacks. NPR's Laura Sullivan is there. And Laura, the families of the victims of 9/11 are also there. They had a chance to speak to Moussaoui today. What did they say?
Well, the victims' families have testified and have spoken to the public, but never have they had the opportunity to address Moussaoui directly, which is what they did today. The first one to talk was Rosemary Dillard, who lost her husband in the Pentagon. And she was very angry, but calm at the same time. And she said, "I sat here daily. I want you to know you wrecked my life. You took the most important person from me. I sat here and watched you twiddle your beard and make faces." And then she grew even more angry, and she said, I hope you sit in that jail cell without seeing the sky or the sun, and that your name never comes up again for the rest of your life." And she pretty much summed up the emotion of the family members and was followed by two others who felt the same sort of anger and hostility toward Moussaoui, but he sat there pretty stone-faced and calm throughout all of it.
And how did they feel about the sentence, life in prison?
Some of the family members expressed that they were disappointed by the sentence, that they had wanted revenge. One family member told me that he wanted vengeance. But other family members said that they were pleased with it, that this brought them a sense of closure because they didn't want to see any more death. They didn't want Moussaoui to become a martyr. So it was pretty much, in a lot of ways, the family members were just as divided as the jury was in their decision.
And Laura, what did Zacharias Moussaoui say in response to these people, to the family members?
Well, when it was Moussaoui's turn, he seemed to relish the chance to get up on the stand. He said that he had prepared some statements that he was going to read, but he changed his mind after hearing the victim's family members. So he said to them, "You say I destroyed your family members' lives, that I killed your husband," is what he said to Rosemary Dillard. "But maybe one day she can see how many people the CIA has destroyed." And he turned to the rest of the courtroom and he said, "Your amount of hypocrisy is beyond belief. Your humanity is a very selective humanity. You have branded me a terrorist or a criminal. You should look at yourself first." And at that point, the prosecutors jumped up and objected and said, "This is not to be a political speech." Judge Leonie Brinkema agreed with the prosecutor and said that he needed to wrap his statements up. And he just shook his head and shrugged and said, "This was an opportunity to understand why people like me, like Mohammed Atta," he meant referring to one of the hijackers, "have so much hatred for you. As long as you don't want to hear, you will feel the pain."
And I understand that Judge Brinkema also had something to say from the bench. What did she say?
Judge Brinkema had quite a response to that. Throughout the trial, she's been the picture of composure and patience. But today she said, "Moussaoui, look around you. Every person in this room will leave the courtroom free. You will spend the rest of your life in a supermax prison." And then she really just brought it home. She said, "You came here to be a martyr, to die in a fire of glory. To paraphrase T.S. Eliot, you will die with a whimper. You will never again get a chance to speak, and that is an appropriate and fair end." Of course, with Moussaoui, that really wasn't the end, because every day at the end of the trial, he gets up and has a statement to make for the rest of the public that's there. And today he said, "I will be free. My liberation will be proof that we are the soldiers of God."
And Laura, what's the scene like now around the courthouse?
Well, it's been a circus out here for 2 months now. There are dozens of armed officers, extra staff, extra metal detectors, and just a block of media tents and media cameras. And for the first time now, everyone is packing up. Most of the patrol cars have already pulled away. There's no line in front of the courthouse. And it's almost like in another hour or two, this place is going to be right back to normal.
Well, thank you very much, Laura.
Thank you.
NPR's Laura Sullivan outside the federal courthouse in Alexandria, Virginia.